rest of the story. They say back when this century was young, the meanest, orneriest, roughest, toughest sheriff in the state of Nevada was Dunham Crowell. They say the saloons in Lander County stayed kind of quiet because if the conversation ever got noisy or if a nice friendly fight ever got out of hand, the offenders would have to answer to the vicious Sheriff Crowell. Why that sheriff was so mean that horse thieves and cattle rustlers just threw down their guns, gave themselves up whenever they saw Crowell coming, so they say. For that is the legend of Sheriff Crowell. But this is the rest of the story. None of the legend is true. Not one bit of it. Oh, there was a Sheriff Dunham Crowell in Lander County, Nevada, all right. No resemblance to the make-believe one you've just met. Because the real Sheriff Crowell was more like Barney Fife than Wild Bill Hickok. The legend got started as part of a public relations effort. Wishful thinking. Peaceful, loving citizens believed that if they conjured up tales of a tough sheriff, that might urge the bad guys to pass Lander County on their way to someplace else. Heaven forbid that outsiders should ever learn the truth, that Sheriff Crowell was a 98-pound weakling who had interrupted no saloon brawls, had chased no outlaws, had in fact arrested absolutely nobody since taking office in March of 1919. From the start, it seemed obvious that the new sheriff was going to need help, especially if a tough hombre or two did happen to wander in from California. But Sheriff Crowell protested that no assistance would be necessary. The county wasn't big enough for more than one big gun, and that was Dunham Crowell. In fact, there was a deputy named White and a constable named Phelps in the north end of the county, and as the months passed, the sheriff's inglorious career became somewhat of a laughingstock. And that's why Sheriff Crowell wished so desperately for the opportunity to show some real courage. And that's why Sheriff Crowell was so pleased when that opportunity came up. It seems a desperado had fled Austin, Nevada, had been arrested by Constable Phelps up north. Sheriff Crowell would have to go get the prisoner, bring him back to Austin to justice. And the sheriff did, rode out and retrieved the bad guy. The Austin Town newspaper reported the event in banner headlines that at last Sheriff Crowell had tangled with an outlaw. Never mind that when the sheriff rode out to retrieve the villain, it was on the train. Never mind that what the prisoner had done to run afoul of the law was to defraud an innkeeper. He'd skipped town without paying his hotel bills, what he'd done. But never mind all that, for despite what appears to have been the least eventful career of any Wild West sheriff ever, Sheriff Crowell, during those almost 3 years in office, 1919 to 1921, did in fact make history. Sheriff Crowell had been elected... How shall I say this? Sheriff Crowell had been elected out of sympathy by virtue of having been married to the previous county sheriff. And thus did Sheriff Crowell, Sheriff Clara Dunham Crowell, a 42-year-old waitress, thus did she, this legendary Wild West sheriff, become the first woman sheriff in Nevada state history. As far as anybody has been able to tell, the first woman sheriff ever anywhere. A female sheriff, but effective. Effective because of a reputation for toughness that was 100% fiction. And now you know the rest of the story.